This week on Arts to Protect, we look at the quirky role of goats in our gardens. I took a trip to Beaumont Drive to the old quarry that has become a secret haven outside the city, with plans in the pipeline for it to become a more greener space for the community to enjoy. There are special visitors at the quarry with Billy's Rent-A-Goat who are here to tackle some of the invasive species. Here's goat shepherd William to tell us exactly what the goats are up to.
The role of the goats is we're going to hit the old man's beard, clematis, so they're going to defile, bring everything down, manage it, and it's a long-term project over a couple of years. So we're trying to get rid of using chemicals, using machinery on site, so it's nature's intended way. Introducing animals back into nature. But also we want the woodland to move in, so we want saplings to actually grow inside there, and they're fertilising the site at the same time, which is the other benefit. So we cannot replicate nature as good as what animals do. First and foremost for me is the welfare of the goat. So you come and you assess the site, see if there is no poisonous stuff, see if the situation is right. It takes me a year and a half to train the goat. So what I am is I'm a shepherd, I'm a goat herder. So I hand rear them, bottle feed them, train them with a leash. They follow me in and out of sight. So yeah, it makes my life a lot simpler because I'm only one person. Yeah. And it's me and my goats. Yeah. And it's as simple as that.
Can you give me a run through of the goats, how they can actually handle these invasive species?
They have four stomachs. They have no top teeth. So they have only one top incisor, and they can break down the food from the repeated and the seeds from the repeated action. But what they don't do is they don't disperse the seeds, so they sterilize 99.7% of the seeds. So that's why they're so good in dealing with invasive that spread seeds. Any job that I have gone to is all 100% positive. I go into schools, I do community initiatives. I was in Watford last week doing the Ardmore Cliff Walk. The response is just, it's mind-blowing, yeah. Most of my stuff is on education and building awareness and maintaining sites the natural way, yeah.
Cork Nature Network are the guardians of this green space who have plans for its future to make it a more biodiverse space and a haven for the community to enjoy.
Well, we're here in Beaumont Quarry and this is an amazing site. We call it an oasis in the city because it's just so unique. There's a disused limestone quarry that we're managing with Cork City Council. We have a management plan all set out, and part of what we're doing today, and it's removing old man's beard from an area in the quarry so that we can try and encourage that area to sort of regenerate, because it's highly invasive and it just smothers everything, and hence it reduces the biodiversity. The other sites, we're going to try and encourage woodland to regenerate. And I think that ties in nicely with the need for climate change measures, you know, to increase our carbon sequestration. And we're all about native species and encouraging the biodiversity of sites. Where the old man's beard is what we call Area 1, which is where we're managing the calcareous grassland, and that's a very rare habitat. And we've got some rare species there, so we want to try and stop that as well, stop the encroachment. That's where the goats come in, and they're doing a fantastic job.
The plans are in collaboration with the Cork City Council, and I spoke to Greens Councillor Dan Boyle on the importance of these green spaces.
In recent years, Cork City Council thought that it had a greater responsibility in relation to enhancing both its potential and the value it plays as a biodiverse space. Cork Nature Network, who are the managers for the quarry, and they're the people who are now the guardians of its biodiversity, putting in the love and attention that this place needs.
In Cork at the moment, you know, it's a thriving city. There's a lot of development going on. How important is it to retain these green spaces that we already have, and as you say, just to nurture them and ensure that they're here for the communities?
Vital, vital that whatever green is remaining is retained and lives up to its best potential. I think we need to go further. I think we need green area space in the city centre itself, and we should be creating pocket parks wherever possible, however small. Just have many of them and a lot more greenery in general.
Billy's Rent-A-Goat is also a great educational tool to teach children on the important role of nature. Here are some of the kids from Beaumont Boys School on what they learned from their visitors.
They're telling us about goats, what they eat, what they use.
Some of them are from Germany and some of them are from Switzerland.
They're here to get rid of this like sort of plant, and it's like growing in more to the quarry, and it's not natural, so they have to get rid of it by the goats.
Because we need more space so we can grow more food and have more crops. They have a special digestive system.
Goats have four stomachs.
Their eyes, they can see back to about their horns, which helps them to see when they are in the wild.
When they're climbing, they can use their hooves to, they can push them away or push them up, and they can use it to go up. And we couldn't do that because we don't have like that's the special hooves.
They use their horns for temperature. There's blood in the horns, and if it goes faster, then it's warmer. If it goes slower, then it's colder.
That's enough fun facts on goats for today. Follow Billy's Rent-A-Goat for more fun facts for school workshops, or if you want some help in your business or garden. If you'd like more information on the future of Beaumont Quarry, visit corknaturenetwork.ie. Till next week, stay tuned for another episode of Ours to Protect, brought to you by Cork's Red FM with the IBI and funded by Cumasúna Man with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.